This is the Artist Empowerment Radio Podcast. Now, here's your host, Bob Baker.
Hello there, fine podcast listener. Welcome to episode 55 of Artist Empowerment Radio. This is another in a series of stroll casts, as I've been calling them, where I'm getting out about in my neighborhood, getting a little exercise, getting a walk, and right now I'm actually sitting on a bench, taking a breather and delivering a message to you that you'll be listening to later. It's such a cool way to communicate, isn't it? So here we are in the midst of the holiday season. Thanksgiving, Christmas is swirling all around us, and it got me thinking about not only the holidays, but about the various seasons, not only at this time of the year, but throughout the year, and how you can use them to your benefit to promote your creativity. So let's kind of explore this a little bit. I'm going to use a lot of music examples here, but you can apply this to books and art and all sorts of things as well. But, some obvious examples of what I'm talking about are Christmas albums. I mean, they've been around for decades, so by all means, if you have a Christmas music CD or album out, obviously you do a bigger push for it in the months and the weeks leading up to Christmas than you would, it say, in July or whatever, unless you wanted to do something off the wall, which that might be a good idea too, come to think of it. So that's kind of that's an obvious holiday-related thing. And so let's take that concept and maybe explore it a little bit more and how we can apply seasonal and holiday-related promotional strategies to get a little more exposure to your fans. But also, this is a really good thing that you can do to get media exposure. If you can pitch a talk show host or an editor or a TV show or whatever with a holiday or a timely seasonal angle to whatever it is you do, that can open up the doors to do some more publicity, media exposure. And the same thing, I always remind people to expand your definition of what media is these days. It's not just newspapers, magazines, and broadcast television shows. It also includes bloggers and podcasters and people that have their own, you know, video channel on YouTube. And so so there are a lot of opportunities when you come up with a good idea to pitch it to a lot of people at different levels, online, offline, so on and so forth. So the Christmas idea is probably the most obvious example of what I'm talking about, a seasonal promotional idea. Let's explore some others throughout the year. Let's say that you're a musician and you're known for your love songs, or maybe you have an album of romantic ballads or something that ties in with love. You probably see where I'm going with this, but obviously February would be a perfect month for you to do an extra push, or maybe pitch yourself to the media as someone that has something that'd be of value to people that are in love. And perhaps your fans have told you over the years that your music creates the ideal atmosphere for those romantic nights, you know, cozying up in front of the fire or whatever the case is with your music. But hopefully you can see that in the month leading up to Valentine's Day, that would be a great time to do a special push. And you have to be creative with this. You can't just, like, contact somebody that runs a talk show and say, hey, I have an album of love songs out. You know, you have to sort of shape it and angle it and say, Valentine's Day is coming up, and people need to be aware of the impact that music can have on setting that romantic tone. And you know, I'm a veteran musician who's created a CD of love songs, and my fans really, you know, say it's helped their love lives. And so position yourself in that way to be a helpful resource, not just someone who's promoting a CD. There's a big difference there. Let's go around, and I mean, some of these are pretty obvious, like St. Patrick's Day. I mean, obviously, if you play any type of Irish-themed music or Celtic music or anything that would tie into Ireland or green beer or whatever the case is, that would be a perfect time to do that. Earth Day and the whole spring and spring equinox and all that. If you have music that is for nature lovers or with themes about the environment, or maybe a big cause of yours is the environment or living a greener life, I mean, obviously pitch yourself during Earth Day. There are Earth Day festivals where you could perform at. There are, you could pitch yourself to the media as being the, you know, the local musician who stands for taking care of the environment and you have something to say about it. Cinco de Mayo, of course, May 5th, Mexican Independence Day. If you have any sort of Hispanic or Spanish language songs, that could be possibly a day that you could get a little extra punch. July 4th, you play, like, I don't know, patriotic songs, you know, I'm proud to be an American. Of course, this applies to the U.S. If you're listening to another country, just, you know, apply it to your own Independence Day or Patriotic Day that applies in your country. But if you have anything that would appeal to patriots, think about those types of days. And can you do an extra push to your fans? What local media would be willing to cover that sort of thing? And how could you angle it in such a way as to be an attractive publicity resource? This is one I never heard of before, Friendship Day. It's scheduled for August 7th, 2011. So that's kind of a broad general category. But if you have any songs about friendship, about relationships in that manner, you can tie that in to that. Labor Day, of course, in the U.S., in the first weekend in September. If you have anything about the working man, the working woman, or about labor in any way, that's another opportunity. So far we've been exploring the calendar, holidays, but let's also think about, I mean, there's a lot of ways that you can slice and dice this. Another way is to think about activities and things that people do at different times of the year, like swimming. I don't know, do you have anything that would apply to people that swim or maybe hang out at the beach? Is there some kind of a surfing song that you do or that applies to summertime, summer fun, any kind of music like that? See if there's a way that you can pitch it. Maybe a morning radio show, you know, I offer it as a theme song, or do the same thing with a podcaster or somebody with an internet radio show. I mean, just you have to just really open your mind and examine the themes, the lyrics, the song titles, and see now how can I make this apply to something and make it appealing. Again, you're trying to do something more than just say, hey, I have a new CD out. Can you review it or can you plug it? Or the best thing is to show up as a helpful resource that has something of value to the host or to the podcaster or to the blogger. That's the whole point here. I know a lot of times in the spring and summer, people hit the road or during travel season. Do you have any driving-related songs about hitting? I mean, there's so many of those over the years about hitting the road and the highway stretching out before me. Is there any way you could tie that in with some sort of a safety week or something? I don't know. Any songs about the mountains or outdoor activities or indoor activities in the winter? Do you have any songs about skiing or hanging out in front of the fireplace, curling up with your honey? You know. So basically here, I just wanted you to think about, here we are in the midst of the holidays, just think about how you can capitalize on these seasons, these different things that people culturally recognize throughout the year, and tie your songs, your albums, even your book, your film, your artwork, you know, is there a theme that overlaps with something that happens related to the calendar? And if so, how can you spin it in such a way to make it attractive to someone that can help you get exposure because it's timely? That's really what it comes down to, being timely, helpful, resourceful, and which ultimately helps you reach more fans so that you can share your music and your art and so on with more people. So just some more things to chew on. So anyway, stop listening to this and go out and buy some presents. I don't know, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, whatever it is that you do. And have fun. Happy holidays. And I'll talk to you real soon on the next episode of Artist Empowerment Radio.
You're listening to the Artist Empowerment Radio Podcast. To subscribe and download the latest episodes, go to thebuzzfactor.com. Click on Podcast. Go ahead. Do it. You'll be glad you did.